Katie in the pistol. Shemkin to his left and Dubes behind him, and Dubes gets the pitch out to the left. The toss maybe garnishes a yard on that out to the 47-yard line. It now brings up a 4th and 7.
That was Kane Milliken on the tackle. Good tackle by him. He strung it out, waited, didn't over-penetrate, and got his hands on the running back. Actually, really, really good defensive drive here for Vassar. I don't know. I'm assuming that Lakers is going to punt here, but
Terrence Dubes is in formation to punt this one away.
Smart play.
Milliken, one of the three sophomores brought up on this squad for Vassar this year. As Terrence Dubes nearly had his punt blocked, but he gets it away, and it's a nice, beautiful Laker bounce. Bounces inside the 20, inside the 10, and rolls dead at the 6-yard line brought in by Brandon Wischlager.
Beautiful punt.
So Lakers punts this one away at 8:24 left here in the fourth quarter. And just like that, Vassar has the ball back, pinned back deep in their own territory, trailing by 24 points.
Yeah, the demeanor on the Vassar sideline right now, there's a lot of heads down, a lot of heads hanging. You know, you still got to finish this game strong. You know, are you going to win? Probably not, but you still want to finish as strong as possible. Still try and score another touchdown to close this up a little bit. You know, finish the game strong. You don't want to see the demeanor down on the sidelines. You want to see guys encouraging each other and stuff like that.
So Pratt will be in the shotgun. He's standing right on the end zone line. Two wide to the right, one to the left. And has a back to the left, and he has to get rid of this one right away because he has been under serious pressure. And Humphrey brings us in number 12 at the 15-yard line and finally brought down at the 19. Brought in by number 4, Dustin Cady.
Success throwing the ball again. That's been the only successful thing they've had tonight. I like to see him keep setting up, throwing the ball, and keep going at it until Lakers can stop him.
Number 55, Quinton Smith. 4 Lakers blasted right through that line and was about a half a second away from a safety on Michael Pratt. Stead Pratt successfully got it away to Humphrey. And now 1st and 10 from the 25.
Lakers defensive line has been the story of the game tonight.
Here's a little bit of a dump pass to number 8 for Vassar, David Wargo. He's out to the 35-yard line after a 10-yard gain. And now we have another downed Laker player. Actually, mark him down at the 36. It's going to be a first down by a yard, 11-yard reception to Wargo from Pratt.
Cut it back to the middle of the field. Actually, should have cut it outside. A lot of green grass out here on the left side. He maybe could have broke that for a long run.
Training staff from Sure Healthcare Network out on the field again, sending to the downed Laker player already sitting up. As well, we could be seeing a lot of these beat-up players from last week starting to feel the aches and pains starting to come back here in the fourth quarter about 48 minutes later. On his feet, number 50, Austin McCabe. So potentially he could be having some back troubles here tonight, some back spasms of some sort. So he's going to come off. It was 7:53 left here in the fourth quarter. Lakers 38, Vassar 14. First and 10 for the Vassar Vulcans from their own 36-yard line. Three wide to the left, including number 10, Levant Morrison, number 12, the 6'7" Tyler Humphrey.
Lakers is winning this game big, but one thing, that they have not been able to defend the pass very well, and that could come back to bite them versus teams like Beale City or some of these teams in the playoffs. I'd like to see them defend this pass a little bit better. That's actually 3 completed passes in a row.
As they get that one off to Humphrey, brought in, tackled by Dubes at the 41-yard line, a 5-yard reception. And Vassar now 2nd and 5. Clock continues to run, though, with 7:25 left here in the fourth, trailing by 24. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Pratt in the shotgun. And a man to his right. Rolls to his right, looks to pass, gets this one off, is caught, and brought. He's still on his feet at the 40-yard line, pushed out of bounds by Dustin Cady at the Laker 40.
Again, passing game success. That's the 4th completed pass in a row.
Then number 21, DeAndre Callahan, the wide receiver, brought that one in. from the 46 all the way down to the Vassar, to the Laker 40-yard line.
Michael Pratt throws a nice ball.
14-yard reception for him. Pratt is 12 for 17 in the night for 170 yards and only two interceptions.
And again, I bring that back up. That's kind of a problem for Lakers. I mean, if a quarterback throws for almost 200 yards on you, teams are going to watch this film and be like, wow, they can't defend the pass, and they're going to continue to do that against them. I'd like to look for Lakers to step it up here and defend the pass a little bit better.
And a miscommunication on the routes there as Pratt threw to an area, and there was not a defender or an offensive player around him. Clock stops with 6:59 there. And now brings up second and 10. Pratt, of course, with that interception right before halftime into the hands of Wisner to complete the first half for two interceptions on the night.
Yeah, kind of a gimme interception, just throwing a prayer at halftime. But
Pratt back to pass to his left and brought in by good hands by David Warco at the 36-yard line. Not much else there as Lakers swarm to the ball. Number 57, Taylor Fall, was there to bring him down for a 4-yard gain. Now brings up third and 6.
Yeah, number 83 in there on the tackle, that Ian Snyder, he absolutely hammered Pratt again. Pratt has been a tough kid tonight. That defensive line has laid a lot of licks in on him.
We should almost be keeping track of rushes as well tonight here, as Pratt has had to get rid of that ball quickly on nearly almost every throw tonight. Screen pass to the right to number 28, complete to Logan Amend. He runs out of bounds at the 35-yard line for a gain of a yard. Brings up fourth down, 5 to go. Tackled by Seth Bowles, 6:14 left here in the fourth. 38-14, Lakers leading Vassar. Vassar going for it. Three wide to the left, one to the right. Pratt in the shotgun, rolling to his left on fourth and 5. Let's this one rip through the hands. It's intercepted by Lakers at the 30-yard line. Number 18, Brandon Wischler, gets all the way across midfield and finally brought down at the Vassar 43-yard line. Number 18, the heads-up play there as it was actually tipped by Humpert, went through his hands. Wischler tipped it straight in the air, actually a little forward progress, and then brought it in on the run. And finally is brought down at the Vassar 43-yard line.
Yeah, another tough break, a freebie. Humpert's ball's thrown a little high, but he's 6'7". I mean, you got to catch that ball. And coaches will tell you, if it touches both your hands, it's catchable. And it touched both his hands, and he flicked it up in the air. And the defensive back, Wischlager behind him, just took advantage of it and ran it back. You got to bring that ball down.
So Lakers offense back on the field with 6 minutes left here, halfway through the fourth quarter. Receiver wide to the right, Katie. Actually, that's Wisner now, the quarterback in. The freshman quarterback gained some reps in here late in the fourth quarter as a handoff right through the middle. 2:21, Dubes out to the 40-yard line. A gain of 4 yards brings up second and 6.
Smart play by Lakers. I like giving the freshmen some reps. Game's pretty well in check. Give him some reps. Kid's a freshman. He's up. He got some reps last week. It's really good for your future. You know, they're going to run the ball and try and drain as much clock anyways, but I like to see the freshman out there at this point.
Brandon Wischlager wide to the right. Wisner in the pistol. And it's a little bit of a high snap, and he has to jump on this back of the 46-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 6 yards and bring up a third and 13 now for the Lakers. That one went right over the head of Wisner. Wisner, of course, isn't the tallest player out there, but still, that could have been over my head.
Yeah, I got to pick on that. He's had 3 high snaps tonight. He's got to get in check because that could be detrimental to Lakers. He's got to get them snaps down. A couple of them have got away on him. A couple of them should have been in between, and they actually worked out for him. But I credit Wisner on that as a freshman. You know how many freshmen would just try and pick that ball up and bobble it and bobble it and possibly end up turning it over? He just dove on the ball. He did the safe play. That's good to see for a kid that young.
Wisner in the pistol, power pistol to the right. Crone's center snap is this one's good as Wisner breaks free. He's to the 30 and finally brought down at the 22-yard line. Could have been a horse collar, brought down by number 12, Humpert, way down to the 22. And Wisner showing he's got the speed to do everything out there.
Lakers has a bright future.